Florida Senate President Don Gates was all smiles Monday morning before the bill signing.
This is the most important piece of legislation I have worked on in the 7 years I've been in the Florida Senate.
Gates has long been pushing for education reform that ties educational requirements more closely to available jobs.
There is one gap, one significant and searing gap in our educational system, and that is making sure that we hardwire what we do in our K-12 schools and our colleges and universities to the realities and the opportunities of the economy.
It's an extensive bill. Some are calling it an education revolution. Among its many provisions is one that gives high school students a few options for how they'd like to earn a diploma. Every incoming high schooler will choose either a college preparatory program or a career preparatory program. The second option will allow them to take some general education classes while earning a technical certification in something like manufacturing. Orange County School Superintendent Barbara Jenkins says this is the best system to ensure all students are successful, whether they want to go to college or not.
We are absolutely certain that this legislation creates additional pathways for students who can be successful and have very high-paying careers when they leave high school and career and technical education.
House Speaker Will Weatherford says passing this bill has been a priority for both houses of the legislature and the governor.
To me, when we talk about policymaking, what the role of government is in the state of Florida, there is nothing more seminal, more important than the education of our children.
In addition to creating multiple pathways to a high school diploma, the bill also extends funding for universities that have the most graduates in technology fields. Bernie Matchin is president of the University of Florida, one of four state schools getting the funding.
I think with this legislation, the University of Florida will take a step forward to become one of the preeminent universities in the country.
The bill also creates a talent identification program to encourage middle schoolers who are very good at math and science to attend a state school. It also has new career readiness requirements for people in adult education programs, and it adds a financial literacy component to high school economics classes. Florida Education Commissioner Tony Bennett says all of these changes will combine to help more of Florida's students get jobs after graduation.
Thanks to the governor for doing something as governor of the state of Florida that I think is a challenge and a model for governors all across the country, and that is to make sure that the American dream doesn't become the American memory.
Governor Scott says when he talks to students across the state, the number one concern they have is getting a job.
So Senate Bill 1076 will make sure our students are prepared for college and careers and have the skills to compete for jobs in an ever-competitive global marketplace.
Despite their collaboration on the bill, Scott and the legislature still differ on one key point about education, though. Scott is pushing for across-the-board pay raises for all K-12 teachers, while the legislature is proposing a merit-based raise. 2 weeks remain in the legislative session for that difference to be resolved. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.